Hi, everyone. Welcome, and let's get the show going.
Come and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sand. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. From Colorado, Kansas, and the Carolinas too, Virginia and Alaska, from the old to the new, Texas and Ohio and the California shore. Tell me who could ask for more? Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. If she's only as rich as the poorest of the poor, only as free as a padlocked prison door, only as strong as our love for this land, only as tall as we stand. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Now our country is still troubled by those who have to hate. They twist away our freedom, they twist away our fate. Fear is their weapon and treason is their cry. We can stop them if we try. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all. Come and take a walk with me through this green and growing land. Walk through the meadows and the mountains and the sands. Walk through the valleys and the rivers and the plains. Walk through the sun and walk through the rain. Here is a land full of power and glory, beauty that words cannot recall. For her power shall rest on the strength of her freedom. Glory shall rest on us all, on us all.
Greetings. I don't know, it's been 4 years since we've been here, and it's so good to be back. And I don't remember if I said this 4 years ago or not, but, you know, we're all getting on. So we do the finale first in case you have to leave early. I think you're going to have fun tonight. It's really a wonderful group of people doing a lot of beautiful songs. And they're not all Phil's songs, although I know that's what you came to hear, but you're going to go away thinking, oh, I'm glad I heard the others too, because all of these people are incredible songwriters themselves, and they're carrying on the tradition. So you're going to hear the good old days, and you're going to hear that, hey, it's still happening now, and that's wonderful. It didn't die. So we're going to get right to work here, because we have a lot of great performers for you. And as you know, I'm Phil's sister, Sonny. I'm the one who tortured him and made him neurotic so he could be an artistic person. And standing next to me is one of your own. At one point, I know in his illustrious life, he lived here, he lived in New York, he lived in Seattle, can't make up his mind, but he's a good writer. And he can't make up his mind if he wants to be funny or sad, so he does both. And we never know what we're going to get from him. But he is talented. Please welcome David Roth.
Thank you so much. It's good to be home. I'm a nice Jewish boy from Skokie. Niles West, University of Illinois, and I'm still standing. I want to bring out my friends Greg and Terry from Magpie to help me on this first Phil Oak song of the night, so please welcome them. a song written by Phil in 1966, 40 years ago, and this weekend, particularly on Monday, we're going to have demonstrations all around the country about the immigrations in the Latino community here on the country. And boy, didn't that just bring this song right back. Wade into the river, through the rippling shadow waters, steal across the thirsty border, Bracero. Come bring your hungry bodies to the land of gold and plenty, from a peso to a penny, Bracero. Oh, welcome to California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. Come labor for your mother, for your father and your brother, for your sister and her lover, Bracero. Come pick the fruits of yellow, break the flowers from the berries, purple grapes will fill your bellies, Bracero. Oh, welcome to California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. And the sun will bite your body as the dust will dry you thirsty, while your muscles beg for mercy, Bracero. In the shade of your sombrero, drop your sweat on the soil, like fruit your youth can spoil, Bracero. Oh, welcome to California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. When the weary night embraces sleep in shacks that could be cages, they will take it from your wages, Bracero. Come sing about the morning with the jingle of the dollars, and forget your crooked collars, Bracero. Oh, welcome to California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. And the local men are lazy, and they make too much of trouble. Besides, we have to pay them double, Bracero. And if you feel you're falling, and you find the fate is killing, there are others who are willing, Bracero. To California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. Welcome to California, where the friendly farmers will take care of you. Magpie. Thank you, guys. I tell you, I am so tempted to sing the Star Spangled Banner in Spanish. Or better yet, the Star Spangled Banner and me in Spanish, which is a song I wrote about my glory days in the 1990s, singing the national anthem two times for the then world champion Chicago Bulls. However, that will have to be for another time, because I want to play a song I just learned off of my next album. And I have to tell you how really good it is to be back in the land of my accent. I can understand you, and you're in for such a treat tonight. These are not only some of the best musicians you'll ever hear, but some of my dearest friends and musical comrades in arms I could possibly hope to be on tour with. Well, a few weeks ago, a friend of mine named Dr. Beryl Levinger emailed me a link to a newspaper in Israel that had told a horrible story about something that happened over there. She said, David, you know, I know about your story songs, and if there was ever somebody to write a song about this story, it is you. And I read the story, and usually when I get an email like that, I say, yeah, I want to write this song right away, and then about a year later, there it is. But 2 days later, I couldn't help it, and this is it's an amazing true story. Ahmed had a plastic gun, a toy that's all it was. He got it from his uncle one December just because. The older boys were rebels and he liked to play along. One day he'd grow up to be as big and brave and strong. Israeli soldiers often searched Jenin camps and towns. They were looking for insurgents. They were always cracking down. The residents resented these intrusions on their homes. The rebels fired rifles. The younger boys threw stones. One Thursday came another clash between the warring groups. Again the bullets, stones, and rocks, the rebels and the troops. A soldier saw a gunman and he fired at a boy. The victim was a 12-year-old, the weapon was a toy. Ahmed al-Khatib was taken off to Ramallah. But his wounds were such that he was transferred out to Israel. A hospital in Haifa where the Jewish doctors did every single thing they could to help this child live. Despite their greatest efforts, Ahmed passed away. A family's worst nightmare turned reality that day. And that's when they had every reason to exact revenge, to carry on this history of this hatred between men. They could have shouted out in anger, outrage, grief, and pain. They could have caused a riot against the Jews who'd killed their son. What would they do to face this darkest hour of their lives? They donated all his organs so that others might survive. A liver for a baby, two kidneys for a child, one lung each, a girl and boy ages 4 and 5. A woman in her 50s got the second chance she'd need. A 12-year-old received the heart of Ahmed al-Khatib. Some were Palestinians, and some of them were Jews. The family's intention was that no one be refused. The neighbors asked the father about this decision he had reached. A heart that can forgive will bring us closer to peace. A powerful reminder to those who might forget the humanity of those who live on the other side of the fence. Somewhere in this world today, 6 people live and breathe the legacy of those who cherished Ahmed al-Khatib.
And that was David Roth. You can be proud that he grew up in this area. All righty. Gentleman who's my contemporary. Most of these singers are young. But I do have one contemporary here, and he's my friend. Glad to keep lying here. I'm laughing back there. And we can enjoy together the little joys of life. Both come from families that have musical reputations, and I'm following in my brother's footsteps, jumping up on a stage, and he's following in his father's footsteps, and he's creating his own world, and he loves my brother's music, so let's put it all together. And put your hands together, a warm welcome for Josh White Jr.
It's nice to be asked to be a part of this. It's amazing when you're someone who's such a wonderful writer and how it just transcends time, you know? Though this was written so many years ago, we can so relate it to this day. And I remember when I was growing up, there was the expression about, I cried because I had no shoes until I saw a man that had no feet. They were up for fortune. Ain't it the truth? A little more pickup, please, on the guitar. Show me the prison. Show me the jail. Show me the prisoner whose face is growing pale. And I'll show you a young man with so many reasons why. They're but for fortune. Go you or I, you or I. Show me the alley. Show me the train. Show me the hobo who sleeps out in the rain. Show you a young man with so many reasons why. There but for fortune. Go you or I, you or I. Show me the whiskey. The whiskey stains on the floor. Show me the drunkard as he stumbles out the door. And I will show you a young man with so many reasons why. They're but for fortune. Go you or I, you or I. Show me the country where the bombs had to fall. Show me the ruins of the buildings once so tall. And I'm gonna show you a young man with so many reasons why.
there but for fortune, though you or I, you or I. You or I.
This song, what can I say? The person who wrote this song died a couple of weeks ago. I was in Escanaba, Michigan. I got a call, and I didn't know Tom Dundee very well, but I knew Tom Dundee, and recorded a tune of his that. To me also kind of put, just nailed it. Just nailed it. You know, and it's good when you hear someone do that, you think, well, he wrote my feelings, how nice. Because sometimes I can't put it to words well, but he did it well. So, let us also celebrate. I shall celebrate Tom Dundee with you, with his delicate balance. A little more guitar, please.
Vision. Time is nothing but space, and between every minute and mile that is in it, somehow is a beautiful place. And it's all such a delicate balance that this port of infinity gives. Expectations we have can lead down the path where that devil discouragement lives. I dreamed I was bare at the naked, and it scared me so bad that I called, help me back to the prison with the chains of the living, though I knew nothing could hurt me at all. And it's all such a delicate balance as it turns through the circles of air, and to worry does nothing but steals from the loving and robs from the pleasures that's there. And to worry there's nothing but steals from the loving and robs from the pleasures that's there. We'll be right back.
given to you and me to open it, and so many more. And it's all such a damn lack of balance. It takes away just as much as it gives. And to live it is real. To love it is to feel that you are a part of what everything is. And it's all such a delicate balance that this port of infinity gives. But to live it is real. To love it is to feel that you are a part of what everything is.
Thank you, Josh. Wow, all our fallen heroes, huh? At least we're remembering them. Well, one of the songs Phil wrote later on is all of a sudden developing a following. I think it's racing to the top of the Phil Oaks number one hit parade here. And it's been recorded over the years by, well, Holly Neer, Karen Savoca, Rachel Bissix on her last CD before she passed away, Sonia from Disappear Fear. She not only made a recording of it, she made a DVD of it. And now it's going to come out on another CD. Not to be topped by all the others. He's going to make it his number one. Now, this is a very important story because this gentleman here, who's been with us for over 10 years and is really a fine musician, so fine that for all of those years, he refused to play anybody else's songs but his own because his were the best he knew.
Usually that's called limited. Fine, I take. That's good.
And finally, after being nagged and nagged and nagged and nagged for he couldn't take it anymore, he broke down and recorded one of Phil's songs. He does one of the most amazing versions of Crucifixion, which he probably sang here last time. Then he discovered another song, and without me even having to say, would you like to record it? He told me he's going to record it. So here it is, and you can tell them the rest.
And his name,
is Greg Greenway. Greenway.
Yes. We know each other so well that she can forget that, and it's fine. You know? I'd like to bring out two people who have made this song just incredibly fabulous from the first get-go. And that is Emma's Revolution. Please welcome them out to help me sing this. Pat Humphrey, Sandy O.
Thank you so much.
And the song we're talking about is No More Songs.
But the ashes of the dream can be found in magazines, and it seems that there are no more songs. Once I knew a sage, he sang upon the stage. He told me of the world, his love.
Emma's Revolution. Oh my gosh. Ah, well, that is going to be on my new CD, and I am just so looking forward to people hearing that again, because that is, I'm sorry, I'm an entertainer myself, but I was entertained. Well, I'd like to invite a whole host of friends, whoever we stuffed backstage, to come out for this next song, because this is a song about my own personal humiliation, and let's face it, it's much better to face that with a whole group of people. There's Dave. David Roth. Hello, Dave. I'm saying that, of course, for the visuals that they're not getting on the radio. There's a whole cast of very, very, very well-dressed people out here right now. Here it is, folks. My life, a litany of all my mistakes, my misconceptions, including me. It starts out in the womb.
first started out, I kind of floated around. Thought it might be better somewhere else till they dragged me out. I was mistaken, then they gave me my good name. They sent me off to school when I could talk and move around. I thought that they were joking when they said, shut up, sit down. I was mistaken, barely escaped with my good name. I fell in love like people do. They said, you wanna be happy? I said, I do. I was mistaken, barely escaped with my good name. My good name,
my good name.
It's all I've got.
It's all I've got.
This is who I am.
This is who I am.
This is who I'm not. Went to see a banker, I need a loan to get clear. He said, man, you got nothing. I said, that's why I'm here. I was mistaken, barely escaped with my good name. Got a job pretty easy, all the bosses at the top said, forget what you're hearing, keep buying that Enron stock. I was mistaken, I think they escaped with my good name. My good name,
my good name.
It's all I've got.
It's all I've got.
This is who I am. Just looking out there into this audience, I could not find 445 people more ready to burst into song as all of you out there. You've heard this twice now. You're from Chicago. You have it. One, two, three. My good name.
My good name.
It's all I've got.
It's all I've got.
School of Hard Knocks, of all your possessions, everything you've got. Don't be mistaken, all you've got is your good name. Everybody, my good name.
My good name.
My good name.
Well, now we won't forget his name. Greg Greenway. All right. Next couple is my favorite success story in many, many ways. Met them way back in the early 80s. They didn't know one Phil song, not even one. In the mid-80s, they said, we'd like to be in a Phil Oaks song night. I said, well, that's kind of tough if you don't know any songs. So they said, well, suggest some. So I did. And they learned them, and they got involved with us. And in the meantime, they ended up moving up where I live, because they'd come up to do a concert. They loved the area, and they moved in. So now that we're neighbors, too, as well as stage mates. And then the ultimate success. Not only are they singing Phil's songs, not only are they recording Phil's songs, but one of their CDs, the title song, is one of Phil's songs. So here they are, my really great neighbors, and they will be singing that title song. Their names are Kim and Reggie Harris.
Thank you. Now that we live in the same town as Sonny, we have to sing lots of Phil songs.
And that's in the contract.
It's in the contract.
Well, actually, Terry Leonino of Magpie was looking at a calendar, and she let us all know that today is the, I believe, 12th anniversary of the Rodney King verdict and riots. But from what I hear, you don't have to go quite that far back. You can just look in places like Milwaukee to hear about the same kind of injustice that Rodney King faced. Phil wrote a song in the 60s that we updated just the tiniest little bit in the heat of the summer. So wrong, so wrong, but we've been down too long, and we had to make somebody listen. Of the summer, when the pavements were burning, the soul of the city was ravaged in the night, just when the city sun was sinking. Now no one knows how it started, why the windows were shattered, but deep in the dark, someone set a spark, and then it matters. So wrong, so wrong,
so wrong, so wrong.
But we've been down to,
yes, we've been down to,
and we
had
been, oh, somebody listen. Almost 30 years after those long hot summers, the city of the angels was ravaged in the night. Millions lost and 53 lives. A Simi Valley verdict, too many lies were caught by the eye of the camera. Oh, oh, but we know why this one started. Boiling hot anger exploded. We all saw the sequence again and again.
One more time.
A video witness proclaiming a sin.
I can't believe
it was hard to believe. When the decision came,
what
in,
what did they see?
What could the jury be thinking? Oh, so wrong, so wrong,
so wrong, so wrong.
But we've been down too long.
We've been down too long.
We had to make somebody just listen. Down the street they were rumbling, and the tempers were raging. Oh, where were the silver tongues? We forgot to listen to the
so wrong.
We've been down too long.
We've been down too long.
We've had to make somebody just listen.
No, said the mayor.
No, yelled the police.
And no, cried Rodney King.
No, cried the president.
No.
That's not the way of order. Stay in your homes.
Put down your guns. We'll tell you what to do in the morning. For shame, said reporters. Why hurry to your hunger? Now the rubble lies in your broken neighborhoods. See what your rage has unraveled. When the fury was over, shame replaced the anger. Oh, will we to see justice done, jobs and education instead of drugs and guns.
Too many guns.
We all have to listen, or more violence will come
in the heat of the summer.
So wrong.
Another Phil song so we can like go back home at some point, okay?
It was really funny, you know, the first time we were invited by Sonny to come, I think it was at the Bottom Line in New York, and you know, we were at a disadvantage because, you know, the Jackson 5, the Temptations, they weren't doing Phil Oak songs. So, you know, we leaned on Sonny a little bit and we learned that first song and went out there with great trepidation as to whether or not, you know, our version would make her happy, and she loved it, so we decided to try another one, and mm-hmm. we sort of changed up on that one too. And a couple of years ago, we had done this song before, sort of in a version that was a little closer to probably what Phil would do, but you know, inspiration takes you over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that what it is, dear?
Yeah. Well, it was a cultural thing, I'm saying. Because, you know, this song just seemed to cry out.
For something else.
Yeah, and we thought, well, you know, Phil toured all over the place, and suppose on one of his trips to Detroit, he had somehow gone across town and hooked up with, say, Berry Gordy, and they'd gotten, you know, the
okay,
band
okay,
together.
Okay. Basically, Phil Oaks meets Motown.
Sure enough.
Okay. Now, you know, a whole lot of talk about freedom. And, you know, folks have been talking about freedom for a long time in this country.
Sure enough. Do they mean it?
So leading into this song, we'll give you some words from the 1800s. Some words that, it would do well for us to remember. Because you can find them on the base of the Statue of Liberty. Words written by an immigrant. Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here, at our sea-washed sunset gates, shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning. And her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes embrace the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
One, two, three. In my ears, heard that sound before. What's that I hear now ringing in my ears? I hear it more and more. It's the sound,
it's the sound of
freedom.
It's the sound of
freedom
calling.
I really, really wish that Phil could hear that. I think it would make his day.